Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. Driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990 drive away with auto. And FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. Order online now for Christmas at fpos.gift.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch on this Tuesday, themeless Tuesday. We'll announce our theme very, very shortly. We've had the real estate agents, we've had the Wharfies, and we've had something else that's eluded me, but we'll get to those.
Coppers.
The coppers, the colour of a 2 cent piece we have. But I will say this, can you have a last day of something if you haven't had a first day of something? Today is the last day of spring. Did we have the first day? That's the question. We are here thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990 drive away with auto. And the card network, FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. Order online now for Christmas at fpos.gift. I look across now to my colleague here. It must be school photo day. You've had a very, very short trim, Brian.
Yeah, I've had a haircut.
Yes.
Yeah, I get a haircut because I've got
I don't think I've seen you go so swift.
Yeah.
So sharp.
Taylor.
Is it pretty sharp?
Very sharp.
So I've got the year six graduation tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
So it's at the chapel.
Mm.
And then there's a lunch.
Yes.
So this is the problem. So my wife is involved with the P&F.
Mm.
So she's never done this before in her life.
No.
Now she's part of the events. She wants to be part of the events. So yes. It's the school tomorrow from midday is the school one.
Yes.
And then she couldn't help herself, but she's put one on at night down at the Watto Bay. So you do one during the day, and then you get one because she just wants to get on the drink.
Yeah.
School funds.
Yeah.
Embezzlement.com. And then after, so then when it's another kickoff at 6 o'clock. So that goes till 6 till 10. So it's a big day for her.
Happy days, yeah.
So I thought I'd get the haircut because I've got to wear a suit.
Oh.
Well, not a suit, but you've got to wear something nice.
The haircut is befitting of a suit.
Yeah, I've got to start wearing better clothes than boardies and T-shirts.
Did you just ask for the short back and sides?
No, I went and saw Dominic, who I've been seeing since I was about in year five.
A bit of a blend in, like a bit of a fade sort of job, isn't it?
Is it not fade? No, well, he won. He's 78.
Yeah.
He's from Italy.
Yeah.
Came to Bondi in 1965.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, won the World Barber Championship.
Did he now? Yeah. We need to get him on at some stage.
Yeah, he's losing his mind a little bit.
That's okay.
But we're talking about all sorts of stuff. He's cut Kerry Packer's hair.
Mm.
He's cut James Packer's hair. Because he's in his 70s now, and I asked him today, I said, when are you going to retire?
Mm.
He said, Brian, and I think what he likes to do, he gets a little bit too close to the elbows when he's, my elbows are at his height.
Yeah.
I've noticed this for about 30 years.
Yeah.
And today I really concentrate on he does it.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
So he's getting in there.
They call them the ETs, the elbow tappers.
Yeah, he was a heavy elbow tapper. Because it is at the right perfect height.
Yes.
Which is the old.
The old EB, the elbow bump.
Fade this in, Brian. He was telling me about when he was cutting Kerry's hair.
Yeah.
And he said, he's got a really strong Italian accent. And he said, Mr. Packer, why don't you retire?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you've got all the money in the world. Why don't you? And he goes, no. He says, as long as your brain's working, your heart's working, and your legs are working, he said, you should always work.
I like that.
So Dom is continuing to do that.
Will you be like that?
No way.
Can I ask about Dom? Because quite often in these scenarios, those who have dealt with the Packers, and who else did you say?
It was the Packers.
Yeah, just the Packers.
The Packers, right.
James.
Is there a photo? Is there any bruising?
Heavy.
Funny to say this. That.
Oh, yeah. He also cuts GI's hair.
Yes.
Ooh.
So GI was coming all the way. He was at Maroubra and he came over to Bonnie's his haircut. Funny should say this.
Yes.
He asked for a photo of Maddie, myself, Gordon.
Correct.
And that's up on the wall.
Yes.
The butcher had to get one too. Had to get two, that's right. Yeah. He's also got his son-in-law, whose mate played for, I think Central Coast Mariners.
Yes.
So he's up.
Yes.
Because he got his hair. He's got everyone. Because he's sold all his shops, and it's at the back of his joint.
Yeah.
So you got to be.
That's BWBs, Businesses Who Bruce.
Yes. Yeah, but he's allowed to. He's 78. gets a little mort rub going. And he's always got the races on, but he doesn't punt.
No.
I find that.
It makes me always want to bump into chairs, Brian.
Yeah, I know. But you think about it. Next time you go to a barber,
yeah,
really, because you don't concentrate.
Yeah.
You're either reading the paper.
To a Tony, yeah.
You're looking in the mirror. You're looking on your phone.
Yeah.
It might be a barber's go. If there's any barbers out there, 0457 736 736. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When it's the bump, it's the elbow bump. Text through and just tell me, is it a barber thing?
If you work as a Tony or a Benjamin or a Benji, just let us know.
If you're at that height.
Who said Benji Barber? Was that?
That was Dave,
was it?
Dave Smith.
How are you, Gibbo, by the way?
Yeah, good, thanks, boys. How you going, Joel?
Yeah, have you ever been culprit to the EB, to the elbow bump?
Not so much by a gentleman. I used to go to a hairdresser, so I'd get whatever the EB equivalent is, I'd be getting a bit of that.
Right,
yeah, that doesn't happen. It only happens with barbers.
Yeah, it's only the barbers. Mm. How are you, Brooks?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I've had the brush.
Yeah.
The brush boy with the hairdresser.
By the way, he does the cutthroat. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you get that done?
Yes. Well, you're not a barber unless you've got the razor out.
That's right. And he's making fun. In Bondi, there's one on every street now.
Mm.
That might be embezzling, I reckon.
Do you, when they say, do you want hair product in there, do you often take that up?
No.
No, I don't.
I've got thick hair anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. We've got similar hair. It's like patting a dog.
He gives me the good aftershave. I like when you get when you get the shaved and then he put that stuff on, it stings.
Yeah. Oh, I love that too. Have you noticed something about our man over here?
Brooksy, he's dressed up to the nines.
Is he a little bit too dressed up for a Tuesday?
Definitely.
Yeah. What's going on?
Is the boss in town?
No, but there is beverages after work with one of the media teams of one of the NRL clubs.
Name names.
Okay. Rhymes with meals.
Oh,
Tigers. how did you get an invite? No offense.
None taken, sort of. But no, yeah, worked with them over the years through previous employers and SEN this year.
So is it a media sort
getting
of
meals
day?
Interviews?
Is it a media day?
Yeah. It's just little media drinks. Yeah, just a couple. Happy hour.
So they do this to get favourable mentions on... No,
I think it's just to get everyone together.
It's a good plan.
Well, there's other teams involved, other media doing. Outlets.
Well, they tell you it's a smart plan because they say when you have dinner with the king, it's hard to whack the king, isn't it?
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Yeah. I wonder if the king will be there.
So well, they're obliged.
That's why a lot of media types get invited to things. It's very hard to whack them once you've been invited somewhere.
Correct. It's a form of networking.
Mm.
Yeah. Isn't it?
That's it. It's been a bit of a rough 2 years. Like, we haven't really been able to see each other. Mm. It's been all texts.
You got your eye on anyone there?
No maybe? Eyes.
No.
No, just going to
Bernie
catch
Gerr
up
still there?
People.
Bernie Gerr.
Bernie Gerr still there?
Hopefully. I'd love to meet Bern.
Pitsy.
Any players gone?
Not sure.
No.
There's no way players will go.
No. 1170 SEN, however you're listening. 1620 SEN, if you're listening on the app, belatedly on the podcast. Let us know. What about last night? So I'm asleep and my second daughter, she's a bit fired up and a bit rattled and she loves the pets, right? And she could hear this commotion at the front of the house. Dad, can you go check it out, right? So I go and check it out. This is like nearly 2 a.m.
Or the dogs are going mad?
No, the cat, the dog sleeps inside, but the cat quite often is outside.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, meow, meow, wants to come in, right? And I say, go get your needy feline, right?
Yeah.
So, but this particular time, there's commotion and there's drama. So she's a bit rattled. I get up and I'm opening the door and I'm out there in my undies and I'm looking around the street. And so the cat comes in, right? But very different to how the cat would normally sort of the manner of the cat. And there's a cat down the street, which is the same breed of cat, right? Mm. So Miller is so upset. She's going, Dad, I don't know if this is Maple. You know, this is not our cat. So for half an hour we're up, and then you start to question yourself as to whether...
No collar?
I don't know if we've got a collar on it. No. You're supposed to?
You're supposed to have a collar.
I don't know if we have a collar
with a bell on it, because that's how otherwise... Because I'll bring birds in. That's the whole idea of having the collar, so the birds can hear the cat creeping up on them.
Is that right?
Otherwise they just kill...
I don't know if the collar was on, but anyway, we're so torn as to whether it's our cat. And she's being a little bit different. So I'm up for about an hour just keeping an eye on this cat, this needy feline, as to whether it was. But as it turns
intruder.
Out. The intruder. Yeah. So but as it turns out.
Is it white and fluffy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very, the ragdoll.
And because they've been out in the rain and looked a bit scrawny. And
is it male or female yawn?
Female.
What's the other one that came?
Female.
Oh, did you check?
No, that was our. It was. It turns out to be our cat.
Oh, I know. But if you didn't, if you weren't,
you checked.
Yeah, you did check.
Yeah, you checked. So that eliminates the population somewhat. But anyway, 1300 011 70 is the Ryko Filters call line. Have your say. You can also text anytime you like. 0457 736 736. Now, a reminder: the caller of the day will win the baggy green tracksuit. It's in the paper today. Shane Warne's wearing it. Brian and I have worn it. And that's all thanks to the Daily Telegraph. You play KFC Supercoach BBL at supercoach.com.au. And I heard Harry from Belmore call up earlier. He was very pleased to be getting around the nursing home in the green tracksuit.
Yeah, well, he was our best caller of the day.
Yeah.
By a long way.
Yes. And so, he used the joke again too about what's on Grandpa.
You know, oh, one, yes, yes.
That
he
one.
Did. Yeah, that's
he
did, fine.
He trotted that out again. Yeah. Anyway, come chameleons on the line. 1300 011 70, the chameleons on. G'day, chameleon.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just, first time I've called the program. I've been listening for a month or so. I really like your program. But I've got a concern about rugby league.
Right.
And that is this business that players signing with opposition teams over a year in advance of when they're actually going to play for that opposition team.
Mm.
In particular, of course, we've seen the Brandon Smith situation, but I'm a Patriots supporter, and we saw the farce that took place a couple of weeks ago when Big Billy was wearing a Bulldog shirt.
Mm.
And that's okay if he's going to play for the Bulldogs, you know, next year, but he's some way off that yet. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we've all agreed and all the fans have agreed that something has to change. This was brought in by the Players Association. Mm. So, and the players had said, which it's pretty laughable now considering...
What needing time to move.
To move, you know, to find a place. When you think about America and their sports, but we're talking different money. That was the whole crux of the issue, saying, oh, look, we need 12... The players need 12 months to find accommodation and set up an area for their family, bring them all up. That was, I think this will change.
Chameleon, may I ask, if yourself and Brian were running the league, what is the perfect storm? They do need time, but what do you boys think would be the perfect outcome for this?
3 months.
3 months?
3 months is all you need.
I think that's adequate, really, in this day and age. I mean, we saw it went up to Queensland very quickly. And we're able to play, you know. I know, you know, the NRL bent over backwards for that to happen, but I think 3 months is enough, really. I think maybe a transfer window.
Yep.
You know, rather than all these shenanigans going on for weeks after weeks, I just think it's not good for the fans, you know.
No, but it is good for rugby. It is good for rugby league, chameleon, because we're talking about it now. I know you're going to say, Brooksy, you don't like this, do you? You like the transfer window?
No, I think it's good that we are talking about transfers and stuff, but not under these circumstances. Why can't the clubs have people organising that, like a liaison in terms of getting people assimilated to the areas that they're going to, like looking after real estate, looking after, you know, when you come to Brisbane,
like a player agent?
No. Well, the clubs should also do that too, right? They know the areas.
Yeah.
If you're bringing someone to the club, you should be able to look after all those things. It shouldn't be an excuse so that a player has to play another season at the club that they're in before they transfer to the new club.
Well, Brooksy, you are the most down the track when it comes to the US sports. What do you think would be ideal? Like, do you think it's like a month where it's June? You can get it done from the 1st of June. You've got a month to get it sorted, so it's not mucking around with the finals. Is that what you think?
I think November 1, December 1, whatever it might be, it might be better closer to the end of the year because school's wrapping up and then they can start looking at school options for the next year. They can their kids can finish school.
So you're still saying that a whole year before?
No. I'm saying it should be a date after the season, like what the US sports do. Let's say NBA is an example.
So no signing at all until the grand final's done.
So you can re-sign with your club leading up to...
That's quite late.
And then July... So the NBA example, right? The finals are in June. July 1 is free agency. Mm. That's when it opens.
Gotcha.
Agents can start to sign players. They can re-sign. These are the unrestricted free agents that basically can go to any club they wish.
Yep.
Restricted free agents, there's a clause that if an external club, the other 15 want to sign, the other, their current club can match that contract.
We have gone down that track before.
Yeah.
And they came up with this idea. So we've gone back.
We
used to do that. So you couldn't be, it was a moratorium, remember that? You couldn't sign until June 30, July 1. That's when you could start talking to them.
Yeah.
And then they came up with this in the EBA.
I think
the chameleon's still here, by the way, boys. Chameleon, I can't see you. Where are you?
I'm still here. And I like the last suggestion. I just think, setting aside, at the end of the season, transfer window, maybe during the season, early season, maybe around say May. Maybe another week for a transfer window, because we see a lot of movement during the season. Interesting movements where we see a player playing for a side 1 week and then he's playing a different side for a different side the next week. Mm. I think the big winger, Marmolo, scored a try 1 week for the Warriors against the team and the next week he scored for the Tigers against the same team.
Yeah, Melbourne Storm.
Yeah. That's right. They do that in England too, the loan in the Super League.
Chad's two games in a row were the Dragons.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good point, Chameleon. I like where you're coming in. I love that accent. Where are you from, mate?
Yorkshire.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've been to York, but I'm not from there.
Are you Red Rose or White Rose?
Well, I don't know. I think it's white.
Yes.
But as I said, I only spent a day there. I seem to have picked up the accent while I was over there.
Well, Chameleon, this is your first call. Hopefully it's not your last, mate. We appreciate that. And I'd have to say that you are leading the call of the day, given that you're our only caller so far.
Correct.
For the baggy green tracksuit. 1300 01 1170, the Ryko Fielders call on. That's all thanks to the Daily Telegraph. Play KFC Supercoach BBL at supercoach.com.au.
You know how you're saying fans don't like it? Well, the Roosters fans like it. We're just talking about the Brandon Smith thing. They're going mad in the East.
Yeah.
Just saying, stick it up here, everyone else. We've got Brandon Smith.
Mm.
Everyone else hates it. So there's always two sides, Brooksy.
Yeah,
some fans hate it.
Saying everyone doesn't like it, but as people looking on the outside, you go, this is a mess.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cameron McGuinness, right? When did he officially start at the Sharks? Has he just completed a Dragons contract?
Yeah, he was meant to start this season, 2022.
Right.
He got injured in his last season with the Dragons.
Yeah, so it hasn't hurt the Sharks at
hasn't
all.
Hurt the Sharks. Gotcha. He actually went to the Sharks earlier because I think the Dragons released him because he wasn't going to be able to play that year so he could do what he needs to do.
Yeah.
Go to the Shire, do all that sort of stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. There you go. 1300 01 1170. That is the Ryko Fielders call line for your chance to win the baggy green tracksuit, just like Harry from Belmore. Breaking back with more.